The popular Sydney Open event returns on the 5th and 6th of November, unlocking the doors to more than 50 historic and architecturally inspiring buildings. Usually off limits to the general public, Sydney Living Museums will host focused tours revealing the secrets and stories of Sydney's most culturally significant and intriguing spaces. Joining us now on 2SER Breakfast Program producer Sharon Mifsud, here to shed some light on this wonderful event. Good morning, Sharon. How are you today?
I'm excellent. Thank you. Thanks for having me on the program this morning.
My absolute pleasure. So this is next weekend. Sounds like an action-packed weekend. How is each day organised to fit all these sites in?
This weekend, if we're in this week, it's all happening, actually.
Sorry, Halloween's got me a bit all over the shop, Sharon.
Ah, that's okay. I think it's thrown all of us at the end of the year. So for this weekend, it's kind of broken up into two different days. So the Saturday, we have 37 different offerings of focus tours. And basically, they're interpreted, led tours of different sites and buildings around kind of Greater Sydney. Mm. Now we're selling out really fast, so if people did want to come along this Saturday, they can just head to our website sydneyopen.com. We still have some of the focus tours left, but we are selling out very fast. And then we also have the Sunday. So the Sunday, we have about 29 different buildings in the Sydney CBD that will be kind of open access and like a free-flowing kind of day, where we'll have majority of the buildings open from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And so people will be able to kind of wander through. We'll have some programming at some of the buildings, so there might be some spot talks and tours on as well. And that's all kind of a drop-in, free-flow kind of thing. So Sunday's really about kind of access to a lot of those behind-the-scenes buildings that are usually, you know, private buildings, our office spaces, et cetera, to the public as well.
And fitting for the fact that it's Halloween today, I'm particularly interested in the Lindsay Gothic Revival Mansion, which is in Darling Point, which sounds both beautiful and scary. I know it might be hard for you to pick. Do you have any particular highlights for each day?
Yeah, I mean, Lindsay will be special because it's not usually open in the evening. So I think you'll be able to see it in a different kind of light, literally. But I think for me, there's a couple of on the Saturday. So the Parramatta North Heritage Tour is be really interesting, featuring the Parramatta Female Factory. So I feel like there's so much unexplored heritage in that kind of Parramatta area, and we've really tried to extend the program to Greater Sydney this year because that's all part of Sydney's history and its architecture history, so that's really exciting. Another one that's also new to the Saturday program is Kew Station. So it's an old quarantine station around Manly, and it's recently kind of had a readaptive makeover, I guess, or conservation project where they've turned it into kind of a resort, but it's still maintaining a lot of that past history. So people will be able to tour that. And I think highlights for Sunday, hasn't even been officially open yet. So it's a really like behind the scenes sneak peek is the new Quay Quarter Tower around Circular Quay that way of the CBD. And so we'll be opening the very top two floors of that building. And it, like, you know, I've personally been able to go there. I feel very fortunate, but it just has this expansive view of all of Sydney. Like you can see out to the ocean and to the mountains. So it's a pretty incredible view, but also an amazing building itself as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I know it must be difficult for you to pick because there are so many amazing spaces that you've got selected. How do you make the decision as to what spaces you are going to select for the Sydney Open each year?
Yeah, so I guess there's a few different criteria. Just because we are appealing to such kind of a varied audience. So there's, I guess, like three main criteria, you know, buildings of architecture, significance, or maybe it's got an interesting history or there's heritage to the tour or to the site that we're looking at. And sometimes it is just, I guess, that kind of behind the scenes access as well. Like, I think one that I wish I could go to, but I'll be working, obviously, is the renewal of the Sydney Opera House and that new concert hall as well, which is, like, so exciting. And to actually hear from the architects that were involved in, you know, that acoustical sound of the concert hall, which apparently has made people weep. So, yeah, getting to hear from them and then behind-the-scenes access of the Sydney Opera House, I think, is, like, very, very special.
Beautiful stuff, Sharon. Now, you said the tickets are selling fast. Where can people go to get involved?
Yeah, so it's sydneyopen.com.au. And so you can pick up your tickets for Saturday and Sunday. Sunday gives you access to everything. And Saturday is a bit more limited, so I would get on very quickly before we sell out for the week.
Ah, wonderful. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. That's Sydney Living Museum's program producer, Sharon Rifsud, talking with us about the Sydney Open Focus Tours happening this weekend, November 5th and 6th. That's sydneyopen.com.au. Thank you so much for joining us on 2SER Breakfast.
No problem. Thank you so much.